Supporters of a society that registered during the 2021 federal election campaign to encourage Chinese Canadians to vote campaigned with the Liberal candidate who upset the Conservative incumbent in the controversial Steveston Richmond East race a year ago. A video clip that circulated on Chinese social media shows Parm Bains addressing a group wearing Chinese Canadians Go to Vote Association, CCGVA, t-shirts and holding signs bearing the society's Your Vote Matters slogan. The group included Wu Jiaming, executive chairman of the Canada-China City Friendship Association, and Wang Dianchi, honorary chairman of the Canadian Alliance of Chinese Associations. The Metro Vancouver organizations are related to the Chinese Communist Party's United Front Foreign Influence and Propaganda Program. There's been unprovoked attacks, discrimination and racism we're not going to accept, Bains told the group in Gary Point Park, near Conservative Kenny Chia's constituency office. The Liberal Party of Canada is about inclusion. We're here for everyone, and my understanding is that this community specifically doesn't have somebody who's been a strong voice in representing them for a long time. On September 20, 2021, Bains defeated Chu by 3,477 votes, after outspending him $107,000 to $89,000. Almost 2 years earlier, Chu had ended Liberal MP Joe Pesci-Solido's political career by a 2,747 vote margin. "I am not surprised by what you found," Chu said in an interview. "And I think Mr. Parm Bains is just a puppet these pro-CCP elements are using now." Hong Kong-born Chu had been the target of a pro-Beijing disinformation campaign on Chinese social media, part of a larger effort against the Aaron O'Toole-led Conservatives and their platform, which promised to ban Huawei from Canada's 5G network and investigate the company's role in surveillance of Uyghur Muslims in China's Xinjiang region. A week before Election Day, an office at Global Affairs Canada detected anti-conservative content from CCP-affiliated media accounts across Chinese social media platforms WeChat, Weibo and Douyin. The Canadian Security Intelligence Service have been reminding parliamentarians and reminding our political leaders for ages that Russia, Iran and China are trying to influence Canada, and it should not have been partisan, Chu said. In neighboring Richmond Centre, Liberal newcomer Wilson Miao upset the thrice-re-elected Conservative Alice Wong by just 772 votes, despite spending 56% less than Wong. People's Party of Canada candidate James Hinton finished fifth with 748 votes. Had Hinton not split the right-wing vote, there could have been a judicial recount. A year later, Elections Canada said it has still not received Hinton's campaign finance disclosure. CCGVA was co-founded by Ivan Pak, Ally, Wang Li and Daoping Bao, the week after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau called the snap election. Pak, a 2019 PPC candidate who endorsed Hinton's candidacy, said CCGVA was not registered with Elections Canada as a third party because it is nonpartisan and does not favor a candidate or an issue. CCGVA's Chinese language website sought to identify eligible Chinese-speaking Canadian citizens and urged them to register and vote. On September 18, 2021, the Saturday before Election Day, CCGVA supporters campaigned at Richmond City Centre shopping and transit hubs and in Steveston. Pak said CCGVA did not set up the meeting with Bains. He said Wu Jiaming and Wang Dianchi were not part of CCGVA's organization, just volunteers during last year's campaign. "We made it very clear to them that our organization, we're not supporting the candidates," Pak said. "I know they are very close to the Chinese consulate. I mean, they attend a lot of events at the Chinese consulate, and so we do not want to do that because we want to focus on issues here in Canada." Alexander McKenzie, aide to Bains, said the MP was unavailable for an interview due to recovery from a medical procedure. McKenzie said Bains had been invited by the Yo-Yo Hiking Club, but did not recognize Wu Jiaming or Wang Dianchi. "They had no role in my campaign," Bains said by email. Pak and Lee hosted Bains and Mandarin-speaking Liberal Burnaby South candidate Brea Huang Sammy for an interview on Rise Weekly's YouTube channel during the federal election. McKenzie said it was not a paid appearance and not part of the Bains campaign's $945 magazine ad buy. Rise also featured a video interview with PPC leader Maxime Bernier, but not with Conservative or NDP candidates. Pak, who said he is a friend of Chu, said Chu was invited, but did not respond. Chu describes Pak as an acquaintance, somebody that has my personal phone number, but said he did not receive an invitation. In August, at King George Park in Richmond, CCGVA kicked off its campaign to encourage Chinese Canadians to vote in the October 15 municipal elections. Pak said CCGVA would engage in outreach events similar to 2021, closer to Election Day. In the meantime, Lee hosts candidate interviews on the Vancouver Chinese radio program on 550 Carry AM, a Blaine, Wash Christian radio station that targets Metro Vancouver.